Ball in the area again.
Yeah, dangerous one, knocked away by Hunt, might come out towards Konchesky, shoots it this time, it's gone in! Paul Konchesky shoots, it hits the inside of the post, they didn't deal with it at the near post, little flick on, went through the six-yard box, not properly cleared away, it fell for Konchesky, left foot in, got power on it, inside of the post and into the net, 1-0 Leicester on the stroke of half-time.
Well, Paul, a very unpleasant end to an unpleasant game for you.
Yeah, we never done enough in the last third, Mark. Last third of the pitch, we never done enough, and that's been a problem. We've a lot of the ball, but in the last third of the day, I didn't think we done enough. And it's something you have to keep working on in training. I think I said that the other day there. We have to keep working hard in training. Don't have a blame culture. As a team, we've got to do better as a team.
Any arguments, qualms with the red card?
From Kieran's point of view? He's been booked anyway with a yellow, and when you're in this tremasher, you want to call it that then, but he's sticking up for URS, to be fair, and the referee's deemed it a red card.
Once again, an unpleasant chance from the fans as well. Are you still believing, your heart and your soul, that you believe this possession football will come right for Aston Villa?
Well, I don't know what it was today, but...
It was roughly 60-40 again in your favour.
Listen, as I said, that's why I said to you there that we've got to do better in the last third of the football. I reckon we played a lot of long balls today as well into Christian, so we're mixing it up and trying to get another way to get a goal or try and win a game, and it's okay, possession's okay, and if we can get it up to their half, then we start to open things up, but we've got to do better as a team in the last third.
And again, in terms of the long term, is this the way forward? This is not something you're going to say, Rob, forget that, let's go back to what we were doing.
No, I don't know. I don't think you can do that, because I don't think the lads would enjoy even playing that way as well. I think the long ball game is no for me to... I think is a way to do it, definitely. And we, as I said before, we try to get the ball up to Christian as quick as we could at times and be more direct, but as I said, it was the last third of the pitch, I think the quality just wasn't there.
So what's missing then in that, like, you've got more of the ball, the obvious answer is, well, why aren't you creating chances? So what's missing?
I think we need a bit more creativity on that side here, and it's up to us to try and get a couple of guys in that can do it, and if they can do it or the football club can do it, then we look at it, but we have to do better as a team. That was a disappointing thing the day was last third.
So was it more of a disappointing day at the office rather than this is the plan is wrong?
No, I think that today was definitely a bad day at the office. And as I said, because in the last third I thought we never done enough. I thought we started the game really well. And maybe Christian, the one Christian, I think was deemed offside, was close, and we had a couple of chances there. But I think we've got to do better as a team, not just as a front three or front four, as a team.
And with the games coming up, is this a big game to lose? You know, like losing any game, but you know, the next three are hard, with all due respect to Leicester.
Not every game's hard in the league. I mean, whether it's Leicester or Liverpool, however, every game is really, really tough. But you've got to make sure that, as I said before, there's no blame culture, and you keep together and you keep battling through it. And that's what we'll do. We'll go and work hard next week in training and try and get us up next Saturday.